Hey friend, welcome back to the Holy and Hungry segment of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. This midweek episode is a short health devotional for you where you can bring your hunger to the table and be filled with what God has for your health. Today is a unique Holy and Hungry because for the first time, I am having a guest on this segment, and I am bringing none other than my guest from Monday's episode, Sasha Starr Robertson, and she is going to give you some biblical encouragement on what we want to seek first when it comes to pursuing the things in our life, whether that's health or getting organized, and I'm excited for you to tune in. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. I get it. We are called to seek first His kingdom, and yet we feel so spread thin. We're overwhelmed, and we feel like we're trying to juggle a million different things. It can feel impossible to make time to be with the Lord, to get in a workout, to cook a healthy meal, to do the laundry, to catch up at work, or gosh, for me to even get a shower in. Don't judge me. In the Intentionally Healthy Woman Experience, Sasha and I have combined our expertise to solve two of the biggest challenges we hear women face when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. We found that women feel they do not have time to do all the things, and they don't know what to do to lose weight in a healthy way that will actually last. Through Sasha's Fresh Start course and my Healthy Weight Loss Academy, you'll have the chance to seek first Jesus and His kingdom and in turn get organized and create a healthy lifestyle that lasts. To sign up for the waitlist for this amazing opportunity, go to visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional. I hope to see you in there. All right, I am so excited to have Sasha back with us today. You just heard her a couple days ago, and I invited her to the Holy and Hungry table. And one thing that I love about her is the way that she consistently puts God first, and consistently, like when we're talking or, I don't know, sharing life events, sharing different things, like she's just like, okay, let's pray. Like just now, she's like, okay, let's pray. And so with that said, I'm excited for her to bring you a verse that focuses on that and give you all some encouragement. Sasha.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me again. I'm like, I feel like this is even a more special place to be invited to sit with you than just your podcast in whole. But this Holy and Hungry table, like you're saying, I feel like it's more your special place with you and sharing God's word. So thank you so much for that. But the verse we're going to talk about today is Matthew 6:33. And Robin picked this verse. But she had mentioned it. And I'm like, yep, I could speak to this for days. I actually have a little plaque right here that somebody mailed me that has it, because it has been just like this guiding verse that really came up for me a few years ago. And I was like, yes. But then it hasn't gone away from being that guiding verse. It's just so, so important. And so Matthew 6:33 in ESV says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
Amen.
And this comes right after Jesus was just talking about, you know, look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. They don't worry about what they're going to eat or what they're going to wear. And yet God still takes such good care of them. And when I think about this verse, I just think, how many things can we get caught up in that we're worried about, that we're worried about these like nitty gritty things or beating ourselves up over, stressing out over, that really, like, in the grand scheme of things, don't matter, or don't matter to the extent of like the pressure that we're putting on them. Right. But the reality of the situation is seeking God and his righteousness. And there's so many times where I've like ran ahead or focused on other things or been worried about other things that I've just created this like chaos or turmoil or stress or overwhelm in my life. And when I slow down and really think about it, going back to that foundational piece of seeking God. And I talk about this statement that just like, I understand that I will fail miserably at every single one of the things I am called to do or pursuing in my life if God is not first. And you can even rewind the episode and just say that with me, write it down, rephrase it over and over, because that I think is the reality of all of our situations all the time, is coming back to that place of humility and understanding, like, if God is not first, if we are not seeking him first, if he is not in the rightful place, nothing else is going to fall into place.
Right.
And I think this really easily translates into our health, because I've been caught up time and time again of like, nope, can't eat any sugar, because don't eat any ice cream, you know, oh, I missed my workout today. Like, and having this kind of like all or nothing thinking, or, you know, just assigning more thoughts or whatever beliefs to our health than we really need to. And I think Robin is a huge advocate for when you're pursuing your health, when you're thinking about your health, when you're striving to be more active, drink more water, get more rest, eat cleaner, whole foods, right? All these things that Robin advocates for, it's from a foundation of seeking God, knowing your identity in him. And it is from that place that we're able to flow with healthier habits that are sustainable. And so I think, again, it just all goes back to whether it's our health, whether it's our family, whether it's our home, whether it's our business, whatever we're seeking in this season, whatever we're seeking in life, God needs to be first. He needs to be the foundation of everything that you're doing, and he'll guide you and he'll direct you. He will be the lamp to your feet and the light to your path. He'll show you the way. He'll help you give grace. He'll give you the vision. And so many of the things that Robin talks about comes from this place of Matthew 6:33.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sasha. Friends, I invite you to spend some time today asking the Lord, what does it look like to seek him first in all the things? If you haven't caught the episode with me and Sasha from 2 days ago on Monday, be sure to listen. And as we talked about then, and I'm mentioning again now, we have put together a super cool bundle that I think is going to bless you guys a ton, particularly since everything comes from the foundation of putting God first when it comes to being intentional and healthy. You can hop on the waitlist for this exciting thing at visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional. Otherwise, ladies, have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.